Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
When he saw that direct deposit hit the bank account, and he was like, let me go thank him. What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Fresh off the holiday break.
I know we had to take a little break, a little vacation, if you will, but we are back in full effect.
In full effect. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and this is where we like to keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, music enthusiast, music lover, cultural appreciator, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It's Wednesday. How was your 4th of July weekend?
It was good. Too quick. I need another one ASAP, but it was good. How was yours?
It was good, too. I mean, we might as well just extend it through the rest of the week, I feel like, you know.
Same. Like, let's do it.
The cookouts was lit. The pool parties was lit. Like, everything was lit my 4th of July weekend. But you know what was especially lit? This all-white party in the Hamptons. Beyonce was there. Jay-Z was there. Meek Mill, Lil Uzi. Like, everybody in life was there.
Besides us, once again, we're not invited to these celeb parties. But one day, Asia, we're going to be up there.
Right. Where's the DX Daily invite?
Come on.
Now, also over this weekend, Ludacris celebrated the Fast and Furious 9 movie, making $500 million at the box office. We also have Drake getting fans riled up. People think the album is coming now because he made a change to his Instagram profile. Young Thug pulled up on Gunna with some gifts because Gunna was recently hospitalized. And then we have Azalea Banks, who may be madly in love with Kanye West. Possibly.
Let's get into all of this.
Let's get down to it. Okay, so starting off with this all-white 4th of July weekend party. Billionaire Michael Rubin hosted an A-list party on Sunday. This was part of the Independence Day celebration thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce was in attendance, first of all. So party made already, just off that alone.
Yeah, if she's at a party, you already know how big this is.
Exactly. Jay-Z was there, Meek Mill, Lil Uzi Vert, JT from the City Girls. Like, it was a whole vibe. Mm-hmm. And a lot of clips from it were actually hitting the internet. One clip that caught a lot of people's attention was the one of Lil Uzi Vert breakdancing.
Is he good at it?
He was killing it. No way this is Lil Uzi. Like, you know how people will, there'll be somebody that looks like somebody and they'll be like, oh, this person was doing this crazy thing, but it really wasn't the person. It was just a lookalike.
Right, yeah.
I thought that's what it was.
Oh.
Until I saw that it was like really Lil Uzi. I'm just like, since when does he break dance?
I mean, ever since that diamond got taken out, he's just been out and about. Maybe he just picked it up. I don't know.
He's out here prospering ever since he removed the Infinity Stone from his head.
Yeah.
Now, JT, of course, was there, too. Mm-hmm. And she was there with her man, Lil Uzi. So, you know, JT from the City Girls was there with her boo, Lil Uzi. Mm-hmm. And she was actually the one that posted the Instagram stories of him dancing.
Oh, got you.
But she also posted about how she met Beyonce at the party. And Beyonce told her that she was beautiful and talented and to keep going. Aww. So, looked like she got the City Girls got that Beyonce stamp of approval.
Always. It's always good when that happens. But then as that video started making its round, people started noticing that James Harden was tickling Meek Mill in the crowd, continuing to make him laugh until his phone fell onto the floor. So it's a little tickle fest going on in that video.
Why is that funny to me? Like, adults tickling each other?
Yeah,
I don't know when the last time I tickled an adult was.
Yeah, I don't. Like, especially for them to make their phone drop and laugh that hard. Like, I don't tickle people that much.
Kids. Like, my nephew. I tickled my nephew.
But I ain't tickling no grown man. Like,
hey, man. They were having a fun time. They were caught in the moment, okay?
4th of July. It happens. I get it.
It happens. Also in attendance was Travis Scott, Yo Gotti, Bobby Shmurda, Meg Thee Stallion, Lil Baby, Kid Cudi, Tinashe.
Oh.
Whole industry, basically.
Basically, well, that's a pretty fun 4th of July party.
Right. Mm-hmm. Next year, I'm just saying. We're in there. For sure. Now let's talk about Ludacris, because he was celebrating this past weekend too. Fast and Furious 9 made over $500 million at the box office in 11 days.
Sheesh.
Half a billion on them.
That is crazy that franchise is still doing so good.
Yeah, this is the one that Cardi B was also in too. So it looks like rappers turned actors are winning heavily right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ludacris even took to his Instagram to celebrate. He said, half a billion in 11 days. Wow. Sincerely, thank you to every fan around the world that bought a ticket and supported this movie. I felt that. That was heartfelt.
He meant that one.
He saw that direct deposit hit the bank account. And he was like, let me go thank him. Let me just say thank you one time.
Got to. Now, is this the movie where like they go to the moon? Is that
like in a car?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm be honest with you. I checked out on Fast and Furious 2.
Okay, hello.
So there's been 7 movies for me to not know what's going on. Oh. So could be that. Could be a totally different other thing. I don't even know.
Because I think I saw where people were like, they probably went to go see the movie just to see how silly it was.
Right.
I don't really know if it's good or bad for this 9th movie of this series, but...
I don't care if it's the worst movie in the world. $500 billion. Yeah. Let's celebrate.
Exactly.
That is hilarious, though. And I've been seeing all these memes going crazy about family. Apparently, there's some quote that Vin Diesel always says in the movie about family.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's been memeing it this past weekend.
I think I can hear it in my head. That makes so much sense. I remember him saying that in a lot of the movies. So,
mm-hmm. So congrats to the Fast and Furious franchise. Again, you know, we're offering up our services here at DX Daily. We could get a little walk on roll, a little quick cameo.
Yeah, we really can.
Podcasters drive too. We drive, you know, we drive cars.
Yeah. They can come on the podcast. That could be a scene, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Boom. It. All right. We're gonna pitch that to them.
Yeah. Have your people call our people.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, other things that may require celebration, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are suspecting that Drake's Certified Lover Boy album is on the way because of this little minor change he made to his Instagram profile.
Yep, the little change in his bio, all it says is certified.
Mm.
That is the hint, the clue to that. Maybe Drake is somewhere close to dropping this album.
Right. He also changed his profile photo to Adonis holding his Billboard Artist of the Decade Award. Mm. So... I don't know if I just do the math on that one. If I put it together, if I put the pieces together, mm-hmm. He's about to say, I am the certified artist of the decade. Let me show you why and drop this Certified Lover Boy album. Mm. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
2 + 2 = fish.
Period.
Exactly.
Period.
Now, one person on Twitter did say something that was pretty poignant, though.
Mm-hmm.
He said it took Drake 1.5 years to complete the certified part. I don't even want to know how long the lover boy part finna take.
Okay.
So he had a point there. I'm not going to lie. Because mm-hmm. It did take us pretty long to get to this. But I'm hoping that this is the true beginning of the rollout right here.
I hope so, too. Like, we're in July, middle of the summer. I think I saw a video, too, where, like, Drake didn't drop any song for, like, us girls, like, to shake our ass to this summer. Like, what
nothing,
are we supposed to do?
Nothing. We're still looking for it. And he dropped the song with Brent, so it's like, you're in the mood for releasing music, clearly, so let's release the album. How about it?
Yeah, and I also saw that it sparked some more rumors because Drake was in a studio session with Nicki Minaj recently.
And Nicki Minaj had an announcement.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. It's all there. The pieces are all adding up. Oh, my goodness. It's about to be crazy.
Yeah, it's coming. I can feel it now. It's coming.
I can feel it. Now, let's talk about Young Thug pulling up on Gunna in the hospital recently. So for some reason, Gunna was hospitalized. He didn't really specify, but he showed himself in this hospital room, the gown on, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why he's there, but he's there. And Young Thug decided to pull up on him, you know, raise his spirits a little bit.
Yeah, even though Young Thug already gave Gunna $100,000 in an Air Jordan shoebox for his birthday, he pulled up with more gifts. He got him not one, but 4 luxury watches, 3 Audemars pieces, and 1 Cartier.
Ooh. I want to be friends with Thug.
I need to be in the hospital more often and get these type of gifts.
What? Thug is dope, though, in that way, because you always see him doing that for his friends, whether it's Gunna, whether it's Lil Baby, whoever it may be, Future. Mm-hmm. Like, you always see Young Thug doing these type of things for his friends. I can say that about him. Like, we always see that. And Gunna was, he was hype off it when Thug pulled up with these watches, too. He was like, it's still my birthday. Not one, not two, not three, but four different watches, okay? Mm-hmm. Mind you, Gunna's birthday was last month.
Exactly.
His birthday was in June, so he's been celebrating this whole time. He does like us girls do. We celebrate our birthday all month long, and this year I spilled some over into the next month too, so I can feel Gunna on this one. Like, I relate. Like, it's
right.
My birthday is a time period. It's a season more so than a day.
You got to do it that way. Like, it's only right.
So I definitely get that. That's a great move as a friend from Young Thug.
Yeah, and as far as Gunna, we still don't know why he was in the hospital, but it looks like for him to be posting and typing and tweeting.
Right.
Seems to be doing okay, so that's good.
Right. Hopefully all is well with him health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if all is well with Azalea Banks health-wise. I'm not sure. I don't want to question anyone's sanity. That's not what I'm doing. But this latest move from Azalea, pure comedy. Pure comedy, pure just trolling at the maximum level.
She's bold. She's really bold for this one.
So she has a new single out called F Him All Night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the cover art for this, it's just a photo of her in some like jean panties, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to call that ensemble, but like her hands are right there laying on it, and she has Kanye West written on her nails. The nails are painted black. Kanye is written in white. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some sort of deeper messaging behind that as well. But the white letters on the black nail, you know, trying to call Kanye or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like there's math to be done there.
Okay.
But in addition to this, she also had more cover art and with the Kanye nails, and they're wrapped around a dildo. Like, when I tell you she went next level with the art direction here.
Yeah, I mean, graphic, maybe a clue or something. I don't know what it's giving, but it's giving kind of weird.
It's giving. She needs Kanye to respond to her. She wants him to notice her. She's trying to foster this relationship. And she's spoken about wanting to have sex with Kanye in the past. She's spoken about wanting to have Kanye's children in the past.
She has.
So, I mean, this may just be her shooting her shot on the maximum level.
On the maximum highest level. And then someone had asked if the single title meant that she had slept with Kanye and or wanted to sleep with him. And she replied to them saying, I was effing him all night. So
it happened?
Is she dreaming it? Did it happen? I don't know.
But this is an interesting shot shooting, because you know that Kanye West is going to see this. Like, there's no way for him to not see it. All of the blogs are picking it up. People are promoting it on their Instagrams. Like, Kanye is going to see this. What do you think his reaction to this is? A positive or negative one?
I think it depends on the day with Kanye West, because he could think it's dope and maybe, like, give her a feature or something, or he could really clown her. So
I feel like Kanye is going to be on the remix. If Azalea has her way, Kanye would jump on the remix to this, and I would want to hear it, to be honest.
Yeah. You said you would want to hear it?
I would.
I would want to hear it, too.
Kanye and Azalea on a record about Azalea wanting to have sex with Kanye. I think that's top tier right there. That would be top tier.
That's a song. That's a single for sure.
Yes. But she did since delete the post, at least the one with the dildo and her Kanye West nails wrapped around it.
Oh, Lord.
But other than that, it looks like the single's getting all the buzz that it wants, all the buzz that she wanted it to get.
Once again, Azalea always just gets her way and finds out how to get this promo going. So,
I have to applaud it. I hope she's all there with it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
But this is marketing right here.
It really is. So, we'll see when it comes out how it's sounding.
And this just in, Azalea did clarify that she was joking on it. So let's make that clear. I just read that right now. She got on Twitter and she was like, you guys really took that Kanye joke and ran with it, huh? So apparently it's all fun and games. But I don't know. I feel like if Kanye really gave her a chance, like, she would really take him up on it.
Yeah, of course.
But let's close it out on that note. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you get your podcast at. And make sure to subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX. Yeah, we over there trending too. You know, just had to throw that in there.
And also be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, be sure to follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Yep, go ahead and hit us with some feedback on the podcast. Let us know what you're thinking. And we will be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.